morning, Johto. My name is Lane here at the Goldenrod Radio Tower, bringing you your weekday news for Pokemon Go, Pokemon TCG, and sometimes a little bit of Scarlet and Violet as well. Tomorrow is the big day. We have our interview going up with the new voice for Pokemon Horizons, one of the new lead main characters, Roy, voiced by Unjali, who is incredible. This interview was so fun to do, and it was something that we didn't coincide that or knew that was going to happen with Pokemon Go, and it just so happened to have, we're having a Horizons event starting next week inside Pokemon Go, so it's great to learn more about the character of Roy, and just a little more about Pokemon Horizons going on Netflix next week, the 7th, I believe, so yeah, next Thursday. But, because today, hey, today's the last day of January. Tomorrow, January, where am I? Today is the last day of February. Tomorrow starts March 1st, which we'll get into to see what that means. If you'd like to find more Good Morning Johto, you can on Twitter at GMJohto. You can send us an email, goodmorningjohto@gmail.com. You can join our Discord, that's for free, and let us know your shinies, questions, different things about the show. You can join our Patreon for as low as $1, like Nick, Kyle, Jamal, Green Tea, and Rachel. You can be like our board operators, Mikey A.M., Polly D., and shout out to Jesse L., our senior producer. If helping us financially is not in the cards for you, I completely understand. We're just a daily Pokemon Go mainly show, just trying to give you news in a fun, cool way. You can always help us out by giving us a 5-star review wherever you listen to Good Morning Johto. We have a ton. We knew it was going to happen. This is going to be an all Pokemon Go episode today, so strap in. We're going to cover a lot of Pokemon Go news, so let's go ahead and hop into the Pokemon Go news. Are you buckled? Take your socks off because they're about to be blown off by the World of Wonders. The World of Wonders is our next event, or our next season that is starting. I'm trying to get everything. I had this together a minute ago. World of Wonders starts tomorrow, going through June 1st. We got the sneak peek little trailer the other day, and now we have the full-blown kind of what this season means. But we got a lot of stuff to cover. Let's see. Do we want to go over? Let's go over the March content update first. They showed the trailer. The trailer had a bunch of different stuff in it. It showed Poiple. So we're going to hopefully finish the Ultra Beast this season, this time around. Hopefully bring some back, probably some of the shiny debuts. And just go watch the trailer itself because it has a lot of teases and we'll go over some of what that means for March right now. So March, our first event up is going to be the full-blown Horizons the Series celebration event next week. We talked about that in great detail yesterday. That's from the 5th to 11th. But our first kind of little event, I love when they do this because the new season usually starts on a Friday. That means Saturday or Sunday we get a small event. We're having a charged up research day on Sunday, this Sunday, from 2 to 5. We'll go over what that means here in a moment. Next week, we have from Tuesday, March 5th, to Monday, March 11th. That's the Horizons event. Weather week, we're having the 14th through the 18th, whatever that means. Guessing it's around the weather. March Community Day, March 16th. Details of that will be coming in the future because we do not know what that means, but we know it's a Saturday. And you know I like my Saturday community days because it does not get involved with my Sunday nap times. Primal Kyogre Raid Day on the 17th. Primal Kyogre Raid Day on March 17th. And Primal Groudon Raid Day on the 23rd. So that is a Sunday to Saturday, but the Primal Kyogre, a lot harder than the Primal Groudon. Verdant Wonders in Zeru ticketed event, 21st to the 25th. This will be the second time ever that you can have, hopefully, the chance of getting Zeru. They've done this before with Mew, that if you didn't get this super special ticket years ago for the shiny Mew, that they give you like a thing to do it again. World of Wonders taken over the 27th through the 31st. That is a Wednesday through a Sunday. And then that weekend, Shadow Mewtwo returns. So I'm guessing it'll be some type of Team Go Rocket takeover going inside with the Shadow Mew because everybody loves Shadow Mew. Featured Pokemon during this time is going to be the Shadow Raikou, Shadow Suicune, Shadow Entei is kind of the tease. We're getting Zarude and then Primal Groudon and Kyogre. Featured attack during this time. A brand new move will be coming to this season in March. Nature's Madness is a new fairy type attack. And let's see, do we know if it's in raids? We don't know much about it yet, it looks like, because it'll be on Tapu Koko and Tapu Lele in the raids. Give me the graphic. I like the graphic. Let's see here. 5-star raids. The first, so starting tomorrow through the 14th, Tapu Koko. You know I like the Tapus. And then we have Regieyes from 14th through the 21st. Tapu Lele, the 21st through the 4th, ending out of March. All of those can be shiny. Megas this month is going to be Mega Sceptile, Mega Tyranitar, and Mega Venusaur, with Shadow Raikou is going to be on the weekends in March with that debut. Raid hours, of course, will be Tapu Koko the 4th, the 13th. 4th and the 13th, Regieyes on the 20th, and Tapu Lele on the 27th. We'll go over spotlight hours because it's nothing too crazy when we get closer to them. Research breakthroughs are going to be Goomy, Hisuian Sneasel, Furfrou, Sandygast, Jingmo, and Double. Half of those can be shiny. The only ones that can be shiny out of those are Goomy, Hisuian Sneasel, and Furfrou. Pokestops. Check out those Pokestops when they show up for Horizons. We'll let you know what Pokemon will be for showcases when that event starts on the 5th. We talked up the charged up day. Let's see. We're just going over details. Okay. Let's go over the charged up research. Actually, let's talk about the ticket. The World of Wonder is the Wonder ticket. This is basically going to be the Battle Pass. I like this more than a monthly ticket because I forget about it, and I think this is just much simpler, and I will tell you why I like this one a little more. We did something like this in October for, I believe, the month, but let's see. So starting March 1st, you'll be able to purchase the Wonder ticket for the latest season of Go, the World of Wonders. This ticket opens up a world of opportunities, time research, and leads to a seasonally themed Pokemon encounters, premium items, and a new avatar item. Each part will be revealed at the beginning of each month throughout the World of Wonders. The trainers will be able to access the time research regardless when they make the purchase throughout the season. You have until the following season to complete this time research task. Trainers can claim their rewards for completing this ticket up until any point until June 14th. The Wonder ticket will be available to purchase until June 1st. This ticket that can be purchased at 10 a.m. on the 1st is going to be $9.99 USD, or the equivalent pricing for your local currency. This will be able to access 3 time research, and they are letting you know again, hey, these do expire. Trainers will be able to gift and purchase and gift these to their friends with great friends or higher. Part 1 is Poiple, and I like Poiple. Celebrate the emergence of Poiple with a new avatar item, Poiple Helmet, encounters with Pokemon, 1 premium battle pass, 1 lucky egg, 1 incense, 1 star piece, and Moi. One star piece and more to come. Poiple is an Ultra Beast first discovered in Alola, and when it evolves, it becomes a poison dragon. I'm guessing it will coincide with the release. Poiple is going to be a big deal when we get more of the Ultra Beast stuff, because it's one of the cooler. They're saving some of the cool ones for last. I like Bucephalon and Poiple a lot, and was it Niagalalala? But, that's it for the ticket and what we know about it now. So we know about March. For the March bonuses, it's going to be, we can get one, it's extra XP, I believe, and we get one extra free daily raid pass as well when we spend stops. Charged Up Research, that's going to be this Sunday the 3rd from 2 to 5, spending stops for an event-themed exclusive field research task, increased chance of encountering certain electric type. Those featured Pokemon will be Chinchou, Electrike, Blitzel, Joltik, and Helioptile, with an increased chance of encountering the shiny version of these. Wild Pokemon during this time will be Pikachu, Plusle and Minun, Voltorb, Palmy, and Emolga. Emolga, not yet shiny. Time research for $1, you'll be able to get an event-exclusive time research that will have you encountering more Chinchou, Electrike, Blitzel, Joltik, and Helioptile. That is everything for our first event. I like a good small event. And then getting us into I was going to say Char Cadet event started on Tuesday. going in alongside Horizons. All right, we're about 10 minutes in. That's you. You know what I mean? We're about, like, this time. Do we want... We'll go over... I really want to cover the PvP stuff and not have it wait till next week. So, remember, drop your star piece. Drop your stuff. Make sure you claim your rewards at 4 p.m. I know, like, Fish and them really get into it at the Palatown PvP of, like, really reminding people to not let those bonuses go. So, 4 p.m. EST, 1 p.m. PST on Friday. That's when the switch will be over to Great League, to Electric Cup Great League. Let's go over Electric Cup Great League here real fast. There we go. Only electric types can be used. Bans are Unova, Stunfisk, Helios, and Charjabug. 1500 CP or less. For this season, we have Go Battle Weekend on May 4th to the 5th. That is World of Wonders, 4x Stardust for win rewards. We have 2024 Pokemon Europe International Championships, April 3rd through the 7th. Your Go Battle League rank rewards that are guaranteed are rank 1, Primeape, rank 6, Poliwrath, your ace rank is Dino, veteran rank, Gumi, with expert rank being Zhengmo, and of course your legend rank being Pika Libre. Rank 1 reward encounters, you can get rank 1 and up. Machop, Meryl, Gligar, Grubbin, and Scovet. Rank 6 and up is Frillish and Carbink. Rank 11 and up is Alolan, Marowak, Lickitung, Phantup, and Marini. Rank 16 and up, Vullaby, Wooloo, and Phalanx, with ace being Gumi, that veteran being Dino, expert being Zhengmoo. The time research pass that they put out for free is collapsible now, so everybody's really happy about that one. Your avatar rewards this time around, which I really like, they kill it every year with these, or every season. Hala, Kuna of Mele Mele Island from the Sun and Moon games. Ace, you'll get the Hala shoes, veteran Hala style pants, Hala style shirt for expert, and legend is the pose itself. Now it's time. Let's talk about those new attack updates. This is a little wild, all right. New attacks, we got Metal Sound, it's a fast attack. The ones being able to learn Metal Sound are Magnemite, Magneton, and Magnezone. Wormadam, Trash Cloak, Bronzong, Clink Clang, and Clink Clang can learn it. With Gyms and Raids, 6 power, and Trainer Battles, 3 power. Psy Wave is the fast attack for 3 power in Trainer Battles and 4 in Gyms and Raids. Psy Wave will now be able to be learned by Mr. Mime, Mistrevious, Lunatone and Solrock, Miss Magius, Inkay, and Malamar. Sand Attack, everybody knows Sand Attack, new fast attack, 2 power for Trainer Battles, 4 for Gyms and Raids. Sand Attack can now be learned by Sandshrew and Sandslash, Alolan Diglett and Alolan Dugtrio, Zigzagoon and Linoon, Trapinch and Vibrava and Flygon, Cacnea, Cacturn, Starly, Staravia, Staraptor, Hippopotas, Hippowdon, Lillipup, Herder, Stoutland, Furfro, Sandygast, and Palosand. Whew, that's a lot. Attack changes. We have Shadowbone going from 75 to 80 power. Of course, this is really known for like Alolan Marowak, and Alolan Marowak does see some play, and I like it. Brick Break in Trainer Battles, energy cost is increased, guaranteed to lower the opposing defense now by one stage. Cross Chop going from 50 to 55. Aqua Tail going from 50 to 55 as well. Attack availability updates. Goodra can now learn the charge attack Aqua Tail. Empoleon can now get the charge attack Steel Wing. Fralligator, everybody is talking about Fralligator right now. Fast attack Shadow Claw with Gallade getting Psycho Cut. Araquanid getting Water Pulse. Took me a minute there. Brick Break with that charge attack with Throws, Sock, Crocodile, Crabrawler, and Crabominable. Hakamo-o and Komo-o. Mudshot fast attack is now with Diglett, Dugtrio, Graveler, and Golem. Psybeam going into Starmie. Curlia picking up Draining Kiss and the fast attack Bullet Seed going to Lileep. Lastly, Earthquake is now going to be with Gastrodon, which I don't know. I think it's really cool. I really like Gastrodon. Just a really, really neat design for whatever reason. But, okay, that is all the new Pokemon Go information that we have today. That's not including all the new updates, or not new updates, all the new stuff we have for the new events that we don't know about. We don't have community days yet, but I don't know. This was a really fun week. Let me know what you think about these new changes to this season and all kind of the new stuff we have around the corner and what you think about Poiple. It sounds like I'm saying purple with a weird accent. Jeff was able to kindly get us a new sound of the day yesterday, being Blacephalon, the Ultra Beast we're really excited for. Jeff, what do you have for us for the sound of the day today? Thank you so much to Jeff and all you wonderful trainers. Remember, we have that interview tomorrow. I'll see you bright and early then.